Just weeks before delivering his interim report on the Banking Royal Commission, the Commissioner Kenneth Hayne has raised the prospect of badly behaved bankers facing criminal charges. This week, we've heard stories, more stories, about how some superannuation providers pocketed clients' money without providing any service. You got it, no fee for service, rears its head again. More cases of bankers charging fees to dead people. It also emerged yesterday that the National Australia Bank is currently under investigation for more than 100 potential criminal breaches of the Corporations Act, the regulator looking into those. But an outspoken legal academic says he believes very few, if any, bank executives will end up going to jail because they're effectively above the law and the financial system is rigged. Meanwhile, the corporate court ASIC is also feeling the heat, as David Taylor reports.
A legal academic who's been following the Banking Royal Commission says community anger towards the banks is reaching boiling point.
It's quite extraordinary that the financial sector, by and large, can pursue processes and activities that are just as much in their interests as their clients, and indeed even more in their interests than their clients.
That's David Kinley, Chair of Human Rights Law at the University of Sydney.
Imagine a doctor ever doing that. That would just be seen as unconscionable. And I think we're getting that response now from the general public, that they find that unconscionable.
Nearly 8,000 submissions have now been made to the Banking Royal Commission. The desire to be heard is on par with community anger towards the banks, which has been building for years and is now reaching a crescendo. This week, for the first time, Commissioner Hayne not so subtly spoke up about the prospect of criminal charges for badly behaved bankers.
Did you think yourself that taking money to which there was no entitlement raised a question of the criminal law?
I didn't.
David Kinley is in no doubt bankers will be hauled before the criminal courts as early as next year, but he's not expecting any convictions, not for any senior banking executives at least. That's because, as he says, the system is rigged. Professor Kinley believes we may well see prosecutions of what he calls a few C-suite bankers, but few cases will lead to convictions. He argues the whole regulatory apparatus, including criminal law, has been systematically weakened over the past 25 years in order to give the finance sector as long a lease as possible. Professor Kinley claims it's because the finance sector has enormous political clout.
It may actually be design that they know that they can get away with this. You can certainly suggest that this is, at the very least, complacency.
And this week, the mud at the Banking Royal Commission got a little thicker still. The head of the trustee responsible for NAB's superannuation funds, Nicole Smith, conceded that the trustee had been paying fees to NAB's financial planning arms for services NAB super customers might have never received. In other words, more fees for no service. And the Royal Commission heard that, like the Commonwealth Bank, NAB had charged fees to thousands of customers who had died. And so yesterday, after more than 3 days of damning evidence about conflicts of interest and fees for no service costing NAB Superfund members millions of dollars, the bank's CEO, Andrew Thorburn, said sorry on Twitter.
This week, once again, we've been confronted in the Royal Commission where we've let you down, where we haven't met that standard. And I'm sorry for that. I know we get it right the vast majority of the time, but it's clear in these cases and in others that we failed you. When we make a mistake, we find it and we fix it. And if necessary, we compensate you. And the mistake we've made in this case is that we haven't done that. My commitment to you as the CEO of this company on behalf of almost 34,000 people is that we will listen, we will learn, and we will get better so that we can truly be a bank that you can rely on, that you can respect, and that you can trust.
Any banking CEO could be forgiven. They're at risk of losing their job. The Royal Commission into Banking has already taken a major scalp as AMP CEO Craig Millar resigned with immediate effect after the Commission heard the insurance giant lied to ASIC on 20 occasions. National Senator John Wacker-Williams describes it all as a train wreck.
I really don't think the banks knew what was going to come out of it. If they did, they wouldn't have been rushing to bring it on.
Senator Williams has been calling for a royal commission from day one, but it was only after a 2013 Senate inquiry into ASIC's performance as the corporate cop that momentum for the idea began to build. The final report that came from that Senate inquiry said that, quote, "This inquiry has been a wake-up call for ASIC. The committee looks forward to seeing how ASIC changes as a result." But John Williams says little's changed.
Doesn't matter who the chief cop was, whether it's Tony DeLoisio, Greg Metcalfe or James Shipton, the fact is they are the corporate cop. And my frustration has been I've been too slow to act and been too soft for too long. Hopefully they'll get a good, strong message out of this. I want to see ASIC become a feared regulator, not someone with a soft touch.
Are you confident that James Shipton knows what he's doing?
Well, he hadn't been there long. But I've had a lot of meetings with James Shipton. He knows how I feel. I want him to be a feared cop on the beat. It's up to them to see that they build that reputation by acting quickly and severely and putting people through the court system where they should be put if they've done the wrong thing.
Professor Kinley again.
Well, I mean, ASIC's in a difficult situation now, trying to mop up after the event, really. Whether, in fact, the courts have been good enough to ASIC in the sense of cases that have been pursued by ASIC previously that have not got up have chilled the capacity and the desire, the will for ASIC to pursue. But there's absolutely no doubt that a degree of complacency on the part of the regulator followed from the complacency on the part of the financiers that they're regulating. They often, of course, are fed by the same cohort of folk. Those are the people that know about finance. That, in a way, is inevitable. But there has been a degree of complacency on both parts. And I would think that if there's anything that will be swept away as a consequence of the commission, it will be that.
Today marks the end of the first week of the fifth round of hearings. The sixth round of hearings will focus on insurance and starts in mid-September. Commissioner Kenneth Hayne will then submit an interim report by the end of September, the final report due by February next year.
That's our business reporter, David Taylor. As you hear, the Royal Commission, they're coming to the end of its public hearings, though in November, I think there'll be a lot of interest. I think it's November when the CEOs of the big banks are going before the Commissioner.